If pussy was a stock, it would be plummeting right now because you flooded the market with it. You're giving it away too easy. I'm just being truthful. I'm just talking. It would plummet. You'd be watching the news today, pussy plummeted again on the NASDAQ. Gold is up 10 points.
Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the McNaught Cool podcast, a continuation of the Kim is Eating, a continuation of the State of Feminism, young women stop giving out unreciprocated blowjobs, please stop doing that. And we're going to continue talking about from last week, guys or men that their favorite parts of, feminism is, all the hoey parts,
all the things that benefit them.
And we're also going to talk about how I realized that thing that I attributed to Chris Rock, that thing about, that women are flooding the market with pussy. Mm-hmm. It's Dave Chappelle.
Oh,
it's Dave Chappelle.
Well, still another smart, funny fella making an observation.
He had a lot. I listened to it today. It was absolutely really awesome. It was super good. And he said chivalry is dead because women killed it.
Oh. Yeah.
David Chappelle is also responsible for that, the hooker uniform and that whole thing about the hooker uniform.
Oh,
it wasn't Chris Rock.
Yeah.
So it was run from that whole thing was from this sketch.
Which is saying all black men look alike, so you couldn't.
No. I thought that was a joke. No, I don't know why I cross referenced that. You know, I really don't. Because last week we edited out some of the dating stuff and I was going to keep the dating stuff in. This is what I want to talk about. Well, this, before we get into, why. Like the creepy, or how, like, you know, like Hugh Hefner, like men, just really getting in, supporting the only hoey parts of feminism, and seeing that as I got older. I want to say, like, okay, I had in the same week two guys both tell me, quote, they didn't get my email.
Oh. Well, can we just give 5% to that being a possibility?
No! Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I thought it was...
5%'s really small. Okay, 0.05%.
I believed it at first because I believe anything, but it's just like, what is it about me that dudes think that I will just believe anything? And I totally believed it. I'm like, no, that's not how email works. Unless it went in your spam. But the fact that, two... pulled the same line.
Yeah.
Was just like, okay then.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily you, or is it that they just think girls are
in
completely
general.
Gullible and like, oh, I'll just tell her that.
That's the more I read, you know, well, the more, and you know, what we started out the podcast was with the quote from, Chappelle talking about, you know, flooding the market with pussy. I think that's it. I think they're just used to, we've really made a mistake here. And, you know, and I don't want to, like, this is showing, I'm basically, like, really putting myself out there by telling this is my plan for an art project, is I really want to organize a protest of women, you know, I guess only straight women, or maybe straight gay women, and it's a increase the inflation on pussy rally, and, like, just single women across the country just decide not to have any sex for a month. And I really think that just lock it down, just take it back, just pull it back.
I think there is something to be said for being less available, like in all ways, whether it be not immediately answering the phone when he calls, or responding to the text, or writing the email back, or, you know, the sleeping with people.
No, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about in general how, like, well, you know, and I just, the one book I was reading about, like, hookup culture and how, like, it never, like, I thought I could rest. I thought feminism had happened because of Rihanna's Cake song. I felt like my feminism had, I was like, finally, you know, we're fine. cake, 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 cake. Mm. But it's still so many more blowjobs are happening than pussy eating.
Well, and that's what I mean. The being available in all ways, that just sets a stage for an expectation of it always being, like, we're flooding the market, then no one has to work for anything, then I don't need to reciprocate.
Or, well, but young women are giving blowjobs out, like, supposedly, like, a lot, so not because of abstinence movement, things like that. So, but they're, I don't know, like, I was just reading some, I guess, I don't know the statistic they said, how do they know that young women, well, she was just interviewing different people, and different young people were saying, yeah, that it's not, like, an equal exchange, that, you know, and that made me really sad, because it made me feel like, what happened, like, I don't know, and
well, because think, what if you're I don't even know the word I'm thinking for. What if your proposition was, I will absolutely blow you. Best blowjob you've ever had, but first you've got to eat my pussy. That is the only way you get the blowjob. If you come like that, you're going to get eaten out. Guys love blowjobs. It's like, that's Christmas Day to them.
But I think, like, even, like, for a young woman to verbalize that, like, even, you know, and I've gotten, this is so much of my business, I've gotten yelled at by dudes in the middle of sex, like, just stop telling me what to do. That's happened more than once. I'm not gonna say how many times. To expect that of a young woman is just really, I mean, not a young woman, a young person, excuse me, not a young woman or a young man, or both, you know, is, I think, is a lot to ask for, because
sex in general is so, even for us supposed grown-ups, it's a minefield, and for young people, it's a minefield that I don't think they'll ever in all of human history walk through without losing something, whether it's, you know, sleeping with someone because you want them to like you, or blowing them and not asking to be reciprocated because you want them to like you. I think for women, I think a lot of it comes down to servicing men to be liked. Like, I want to be the girl that he thinks is awesome, so I'm gonna blow him. I think, aren't there, like, not a movement, but isn't there a section of men that are very like, oh, I'll never eat no pussy.
Oh, really?
You know, oh, yeah, oh, I've heard it. I want to say I've heard it.
Well, there were women that didn't get blowjobs.
True.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that a thing with, like, black women?
Really?
I don't know. That's what I heard. I thought that a lot of black women wouldn't get blowjobs.
I don't know about that.
You know, so when I was a young feminist and, you know, radical feminist college, stripping was the thing to do. That was the thing to be. You know, it was thought of empowering and what have you. And
which I know now you don't.
Yeah,
I really don't feel that that's. What if it were like? What if it were a strip club where women stripped for only other straight women?
Yeah, no.
Would that be empowering?
No. What would that be doing? Because they're straight. I mean, that's an interesting question.
It would
be
us celebrating our bodies together.
But
it'd be like an ancient
women,
fertility ritual.
I only think women at a male strip club would be empowering. That's what I think. If we objectify men, that's all I would think as being empowering.
So the only way we can get power is to objectify another group?
No, that not. Let's say appreciate their bodies or gain sexual satisfaction from objectifying them.
Yeah.
But, like, well, there was a whole, you know, zeitgeist of, like, women, trying to be like men in terms of sex and hooking up.
I think it's still going on. Like, I think not that women or girls are getting up in the morning like, you know, I'm going to see how many dudes I can fuck today or whatever, but I just think, no woman wants to be seen as a prude. You know, I think it's embarrassing for most people anymore to, like, you know, well, how many people have you been with? Just two, like, in your whole life?
Really?
Like, you know, that I've been with two in one night or whatever. I think other people look down on other people who haven't been around.
Don't judge people on how many people they've been with. They've been with 200, if they've been with two, but I'm just an awesome person. Like,
well, yes. Our culture, though, I don't know. I think they celebrate everyone being a little loose.
No, I
think
that
women judge other women if they haven't been around. And now that I say that, I feel maybe the judgment comes because if they have been around they're kind of prejudging so that they don't get judged. Huh. Does that make sense? Like, maybe. If you've been with two people and I've been with 200, I'm going to get on you because you've only been with two people and make that seem like a bad thing. That way you can't attack me and say, well, you've been with 200. I could be like, two? What are you, a nun or something? Like, you know, I can come at you that way to kind of preempt a strike.
Like, I know what burns my buttons. I know what gets burns my buttons. Is I have met, and again, this is more along the lines of my personality. I'm blaming sexism for my personality. Is I've met guys lately that they are, quote, feminists, but all the things they value and like about feminism are the hoey things about feminism. Ooh. And
there was,
it angers me.
I have to listen to it again. Julie Klausner had some woman on her podcast, and they were talking about, like, in the 60s, free love, and basically how that was a cover for men to just get sex.
Yeah.
Not have to feel bad about it because, oh, no, we're all, it's all free love and, like, whatever. And, like, where's the feminism where women aren't basically, I guess it's the same as the objectification. Where is the feminism where women are not just participating in what men want as far as their sexuality is concerned, and women actually being empowered by, like, their sexuality,
having been fulfilled by them being fulfilled sexually their way.
No,
that's exactly the whole Hugh Hefner Playboy. Hugh Hefner was integral to getting Roe versus Wade passed, and the Playboy Foundation has also given money to NOW's legal defense.
Really?
And the education fund, and their education fund, and supported the ERA. And Hefner has personally hosted fundraiser at the Playboy Mansion for the ERA, and he said, I was a feminist before there was such thing as feminism. That's what Hefner said. And but then he also, oh well, there was also something by R. Crumb. Then he also,
well, what, he's a feminist because he wants women to be sexually open? What about, well, and if you're doing a fundraiser for the ERA, I was going to say, what about everything else in a woman's life?
Well, he said, describing the Playboy Bunny, she is young, healthy, simple girl, the girl next door. We are not interested in the mysterious, difficult woman, the femme fatale who wears elegant underwear with lace, and she is sad and somehow mentally filthy. The Playboy girl has no lace, no underwear. She is naked, well-washed with soap and water, and she is happy.
I need to know what mentally filthy is.
I feel like I know what mentally filthy is. Like,
that description there to me is just boiling down a woman to her most simplistic characteristics.
Just there as a plaything, as a toy.
Like, she's
not
simple.
A person. Not a person. Yes.
She's simple.
Not,
she's
complicated.
A girl.
Not difficult. Right. Yes. Not, like, a woman.
He doesn't want, he doesn't want a woman. He doesn't want someone with agency, someone who's like, you know, I had a hard day and I want to ride you like a cowgirl. He wants someone who's like, oh, Hugh, I love to play. Like,
hold on a second. I'm going to make sure this is, can we move
doesn't
this
that
off
almost make him a pedophile in a strange way, even though they're completely legal, but just that whole wanting this girl thing, I feel, is so dirty.
It's creepy, the wash with soap part, because I obviously get a visual in my head, and it's just like the grossest visual ever, you know. Ugh. But anyway, so,
and
okay,
as far
so
as his like support of, like, you know, Roe versus Wade, well, that just gets a man out of having to be a father.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So,
I know,
like,
it's not really
beneficial to women. It's beneficial to men to help women be
sexually available.
Which is just really gross. I think I'd almost rather you just be an outright pig than be like, oh yeah, I totally support, you know, like, just be like, no, you ought to be in that kitchen barefoot.
I guess the alternative though is to say, no, you can't have an abortion, and still, no, I'm not going to help. Maybe if that's the alternative, then there we go.
But
because this woman in the Female Chauvinist Pigs, like, she goes way back to, like, when women were, you know, boycotting pornography and trying to end pornography, you know, versus, you know, when women, quote, you know, embrace pornography, and, you know, that there's
what are your thoughts on porn? Do you feel porn is?
I think that I don't lose respect for women who strip or women who or anyone who works in the sex industry. However, I don't think it has anything to do with empowering yourself. I don't think it does anything for feminism. I don't think it does that at all.
What if it's a female run porn company? What if I decide to start a porn company and I'm gonna make this, let's do porn for women that has never been done before.
If you are specifically catering
so your intention,
to a female, not just because it could be a male-run porn place. Right. If it caters to women's and investigates those and research those and produces things for, what women want. Yes, it's not necessarily that the women, because that's, I think, the problem is that, okay, women are running this, but they're still making shit for not for women. No. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely think that that's a different thing, but that is not the sex industry. That's any business. That's any genre of media. Mm-hmm. That's not specific. There's nothing specific to sex, to adult entertainment that is empowering.
For anyone or for women?
I think that, this was a good point too, because I had a woman, I was lucky enough to interview this woman, Scarlett Harlot.
I like that name.
Yeah. She was very brilliant. She became involved in, she was a, pro sex feminist and became in, pornography, and she described it as more, quote, pivotally sexist than other arenas. And so that's why she wanted to work in adult entertainment. And I think she's accurate in that it's more pivotally sexist in a way that sex workers are not safe. They're targeted by police. They have, limited rights. They don't have access to HIV prevention. That most of this industry is geared towards men. Mm-hmm. So, to change things like that. Okay. So I would say the sex industry is more pivotally sexist, but it's pivotally sexist the presidency is pivotally sexist. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think this is what drew women to, get involved in adult entertainment, because it was such a, such a weird, complicated area that I think, I don't think a woman solely being a stripper does anything for empowerment. I don't think a woman running a website that has photos of naked women on it does anything. Mm-hmm. I think that it's possible that there could be some things that are particularly empowering in pornography, but it would have to be more things like this woman Scarlett Harlow worked on in terms of keeping prostitutes safe, working on rights for sex workers and
health insurance.
Yeah, health insurance, things like that. I think that would be a more practical thing. I think that I don't think just being a stripper does anything. I don't think that does anything.
Saying that I, as a woman, I want to go take my clothes off in front of all these people.
Yeah.
That's not empowering to women.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think that's why any stripper is stripping, by the way. But I'm just I've always joked that I was going to open a strip club called Chubby Chasers. Yeah. It was going to be for just
that exists. All that actually exists.
Oh, really?
That we should go to Miami, because I actually want to do a documentary on this place.
If that place exists.
Yeah.
What's because the, I'm is older that empowering now, an overweight woman shake it on a pole? Is that empowering for her on two ends, because I'm fat and I'm like, and I'm going to shake all this flesh, and I'm a female and I'm going to shake all this flesh? Is that empowering, or is
this is a good question, because this is my problem with these Tumblrs of that I'm, I'm big and beautiful and I'm going to take these photos of myself and I'm going to make you think I'm sexy, or like that, even the adipose project or what have you, that is a really hard question. I think that, but at the same token, any fat woman could do that.
Mm.
That's not something particular about me that makes me smarter or more interesting or more special because I'm taking my clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what gets lost in the discussion. That any fat person can take their clothes off and take a photo of themselves. And it's not something that we see all the time. Mm-hmm. And it does change. It does change the way we look at fat bodies. Okay, yeah. But
Looking at that as a sexual, you know, one thing we've talked about is how fat women are seen as not being sexual. It's like, you're one of the guys if you're fat. So if we're saying, now she's a sexy piece, aren't we?
No, and I specifically did a document. I don't know if you know this. I did a documentary called Big Girls, and it was about women in the.
I do not know this. I'd love to see
this. This was my big thing I did before my life went downhill. and it was specifically about how looking at how being objectified was a victory for fat women. How that was a victory because we weren't objectified. And okay.
But now it sounds really fucked up when you say it.
Well, no, that's what you just said, though, Kim. You just said that. That's what you just said.
But now that you said it, it sounds fucked up.
But I said that at the time. When I was into this and supported, that's how I phrased it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It was because we're not seen that way. So we're trying to be seen as having this aspect of humanity that everyone has, that we're denied this aspect of humanity. Mm. Okay? So it's like, you know, you'd ask, black women are denied that, you know, beauty or what have you, are denied or being feminine or what have you. They're denied that aspect of their humanity. Okay? So, yes, let's objectify them and let's objectify fat women and give them that, you know, aspect of who they are. Okay? Mm-hmm. But like I said, if that is, it gets complicated because, that's the only thing then. That's what you won.
Right.
You won that. And great. So we all got that now. So that I do have that aspect. Okay. Let's hope for that. I think you're right. So I guess all these things are good. Fat. Chubby girls taking photos of themselves, putting it online and not making any money is good in that. Okay, so we have a kind of a changing a definition of what we find attractive. Okay, that's a positive that you see different bodies, but I guess I wish
So again, is it about the lack of nuances for anything? Like when we talked about the black girls, it was that you're either Claire Huxtable or you're a welfare queen and there are no nuances of what these people are like. When women become only strippers or mothers.
Good, but so it is a complicated question. I guess young women have to ask themselves what they're specifically getting out of it, I guess. Yeah. But it is it comes down to just getting attention and not money. Though when you're, I guess if you're getting paid,
when money enters it, then does that become a thing of prostitution? Like,
no, I think they need to get paid for what they're doing they're disrespecting themselves if they're not getting paid. So maybe it is a small victory for fat women to get paid to take off their clothes. I mean, this is actually breaking my brain right now. I don't have an answer for this.
Yeah.
I don't. And it's really hurting my head because I like to think I have an answer for everything, you know, because part of me is like, no, this is not a fucking victory for you to get money to take off your clothes.
Being off your clothes and not getting money, that's not a victory either.
No. I agree with that. What I'm trying to say is though, how much, I guess, that we see fat women naked, did it affect, you know, what we think is attractive? I think it did. So I guess it does change. Because I was like, when I was in Miami and I was, you know, people are fat now. Like, that's normal. Like, I thought I was going to go to Miami and I was going to do this. Oh, I'm going to be so crazy wearing a bikini in Miami with this body. I thought it would be like a statement. Mm. This is a good example. I was like just recently, like in the fall, I was like, I'm going to wear a bikini to this fancy art fair and I'm going to make a statement, whatever. I get to there's like a lot of motherfuckers with bellies bigger than mine hanging out. Ain't no statement. And my friend, she's a good friend, she was like, you know what, I think it would make more of a statement that you're not tan, that you're so pale. And I'm just like, that's my movement, pale people. No, so it's like, what is a statement?
So fat women taking off their clothes, or any women taking off their clothes, so we'd have to say technically attractive women, non-empowering taking off their clothes, any non-technically attractive people is empowering. So, you know, if someone in a wheelchair taking off their clothes is empowering.
We really haven't agreed or found, you know, if it is, like, we haven't come to what is the... I mean, we don't agree that Hugh Hefner is feminist.
No, we do.
I mean, we do agree that Hugh Hefner is not a feminist.
Right, correct.
We do agree that Hugh Hefner is not a feminist.
Yeah, and he's weird, and that now I think he's a pedophile. Even though the women are of age, I feel like something about that is reading very little girl to me, and it's freaking me out. Don't like it.
Yeah. Have you ever encountered guys that you feel like just embrace, like, the hoey part of feminism, or...?
Yeah, I think... Every guy I've ever dated, I think, is like, woo, thank you, feminist. Like,
this is the last thing I'm going to say about dating or the ridiculous things I've encountered lately is, like, because I have male friends, and, you know, I have male friends that they're like, oh, well, I just don't, you know, I'm just not have time. I just don't have time for a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. You know, if you wake up, the woman wants to talk to you. If middle of the day, the woman wants to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. But these dudes are talking to me in the middle of the day, in the evening. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you have time. I'm like, you're talking to me as much as you say you don't want to talk to someone.
It's their cop-out.
And so I don't understand, though, like, that's just so weird to me. I mean, but if they're going to do that much talking to a female, why not be in a relationship? It's just like,
because I think they want that, you know, just in case five girls would come up to me and want to screw me, I want to be, like, able to do that.
I don't understand, like,
but, without repercussion, because if I'm not your boyfriend, I can't get in trouble for that. But we talk, we do everything that is dating except for being an official label. And that's what saves them from getting in trouble. If they were to step out or do anything, it's like, well, you're
terrible.
My girlfriend.
These are terrible people.
Yeah.
These are really terrible.
And I don't know where it's, if that's women giving off some type of vibe or whatever, like
if
with the availability,
or,
that they're doing that, or if it's something that they are just, it's just
generally
the current state of men.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't. Because, well, but I know. I mean, I don't think it's like, I don't think it's, I think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, I think, like, me and you, obviously, you know, might be dealing,
we're screwed up.
No, dealing with a certain class of men, as I said. But I also think that it can be, well, we didn't say it. Dave Chappelle said it. I mean, he said that the market is being flooded. Like, you know, so I think that it is, like, a little bit of both, you know? And that's why, like, I just, you know, I, on one hand, you know, when I was younger, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, have experience, you know, be a player, you know, have some fun. You know, I think that's important when you're younger. But, like, you know, just for a little bit. And then, I mean, after that, like, I don't know how it just kind of gets stuck there.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I think that, and I feel bad. I feel like, unfortunately, maybe me and other women having that mentality kind of did flood the market. Mm-hmm. And we can't somehow take it back.
Right.
And that's why we have to brainstorm ways to take it back.
Mm-hmm. Take back the...
the pussy.
Yeah.
inflation. Heightened inflation has to go up. But that's it. Thank you so much for joining us for our fifth episode of the McNaught Cool Podcast. We hope you listen again.